You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join us at Site Village Central in Birmingham, and I'm here with Rachel from Raven Court. Do you want to just give us a bit of a rundown of what you've got? You've got a nice little range of products going on here.
Of course, yeah. So we've got our range of talking watches. Some of those are radio controlled, so they'll keep them time themselves. Some of them are analog, so you're manually changing them. Within those, we've got our new watches, which actually come with two straps. So with the watch, you get the kind of sporty type strap as well as the material strap. We've got our easy to see keyboards at the very end there, which have got nice big bold bright keys. We've got the talking button clock, so it's a simple one button that speaks the time to you and acts as an alarm clock as well. We've got another talking clock, which is a projection clock. It speaks the time and it also projects it onto the wall or the ceiling. We've got some talking healthcare products. We've got a talking blood pressure monitor and also a talking forehead and ear thermometer. We have the talking time pal, which is a keychain that's again speaking the time and the date to you. We're very excited about our talking easy music player because it's recently been upgraded to be talking. So the idea of this is it's a DAB radio, also works via Bluetooth, and on the back you can pop a USB in for audiobooks, things like that. Once you set the radio, when you're setting it, it talks you through what station you're on. You close the front cover and then there's just the one button to operate it, so it's nice and simple to use. That comes in a white and a yellow as well, so that's our newest updated product. We also have with us a couple of our sensory range. So we've got the Fiddle Book, which is four pages of tactile. So it's got zips, it's got tassels, it's got buttons. Great for sort of reducing anxiety, keeping your hands busy. And we've also got our companion cat with us today, which has drawn a lot of attention from passers-by. Yeah, I think that sums up what we've got with us today.
I like this. Something for everyone there, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, we try to.
The radio and media player are really interesting. We seem to have a bit of a shortage of these accessible radios, which I kind of find surprising. So, Joseph, what exactly, how much does it read out? Do you want to just tell us a bit more about that one?
Yeah, so the reason that we actually upgraded it was because the feedback, what you've just said, is exactly the feedback we used to get. Oh, they are great, but they're not accessible enough, they need to talk. So we went away and we made it into a talking version, which is, yeah, what we've got here. So it's actually Jess who stood next to me. It's actually Jess's voice that's in the radio. So when you turn it on, it will say DAB radio. And then as you press the button, it will say Heart FM, BBC Radio 2, etc. So you stop on the one that you want to set it to. And then when you close it up, it will stay to what you've set it at, no matter how many times you turn it off and on.
Yeah, I mean, that's a common thing that you find, to be honest, that they don't say they'll speak the menus and stuff, but they don't say the name of the actual station, whereas this one does.
It does, yes, yeah.
So what's the reaction been like? As I said, it's quite a big... I can't get over how many sort of different products are on there.
I know, yeah. So these are a little bit long awaited. We had our first delivery, because they were in demand, we actually got our first delivery of just 250, and they're almost all gone already in just a couple of weeks. So we've got a whole load more coming in soon. So yeah, the feedback initially on these is really great, which is good. Same with the talking watches, they're really useful and practical. Things like this are great for us because we get that feedback from real life people that we can then go and try and act on. So it's actually really helpful.
Absolutely. Again, I know it's a quite a varied amount of products on there, but can you give us a bit of an idea of pricing for some of these?
So we've actually got the radio here is on a 20% discounted price. That's £88 today. If you can add 20% to 88, you'll find out what it should be. I can't remember off the top of my head. So again, the Fiddle blankets, we've got those here today for £20. The button clocks we've got for £15. The watches vary. So the newest watch we've got today for £40. The radio-controlled ones are £35, and then the analog ones are £25. So there's a variety of them.
And where can people go to learn more if they're interested in any of these or interested in getting in touch?
Of course, so our website website, we're called Raven Court. Our online shop is currently called Story & Sons, which actually is changing. We're having a bit of a rebrand, so within the next couple of months, everything will be under the ravencourt.com. At the moment, it's storyandsons.com, but if you head to ravencourt.com, you'll find a link to Story & Sons, so it should be easy enough to find.
Do you want to just give us the spelling of that, of Raven Court as well?
Of course, yeah. It's RavenCourt. So it's Raven like the bird and then court.com and you'll find us.
Fantastic. Rachel from Raven Court, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.